Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. There could be significant travel disruptions thanks to an erupting volcano in Iceland. The eruption sent lava jets hundreds of feet in the air. It lit up the night sky in the southwestern part of the country last night. It was preceded by a swarm of earthquakes. A nearby resort forced to shut down because of the eruption. Four people are reported dead in the wake of this week's East Coast storms in the U.S. The series of storms brought a mix of heavy rain, flash flooding, and damaging winds. Officials say more than 620,000 homes and businesses lost power during the storm. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. supports Israel's right to defend itself. However, he emphasizes that Israeli forces must make every effort to minimize civilian casualties in the Gaza Strip, even with Hamas using them as shields.
Hamas is still holding hostages, including American citizens. Hamas embeds itself and hides itself behind innocent Palestinian civilians.
While visiting Tel Aviv, Austin informed reporters the U.S. remains committed to advocating for a two-state solution in the region. The visit occurs amid mounting pressure on Israel to reduce its operations in Gaza, driven by the increasing civilian death toll. There's been an increase in fake bomb threats against Jewish people.
An organization monitoring threats against Jewish communities reports over 200 false bomb threats and swatting calls during the weekend. The Secure Community Network states that these incidents targeted facilities in various states, including California, Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, and Washington. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
An annual count says that homelessness in America reached a record high.
The report found more than 650,000 people were living in shelters or outside in tents and cars. This is an astounding 12% increase from the year before. Homelessness has been rising since 2017. There was a pause during the pandemic due to what Biden administration officials say is because of sweeping federal aid that kept people from getting evicted. I'm John Schaefer.
The Biden administration set to unveil another military aid package for Ukraine before the end of the year. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby spoke to reporters about it on Monday.
I think you'll see us announce some additional security assistance in coming days and maybe a couple weeks or here from now before the end of the year. But then that's it. There's nothing left in the pot if we don't get additional funding for Ukraine.
Currently, the Senate is in negotiations for additional funding and border security, with Republicans asserting that aid to Ukraine Ukraine, or Israel for that matter, should be coupled with a deal on immigration. There's another lawsuit coming against Rudy Giuliani by two former Georgia election workers just days since they won a previous $150 million defamation lawsuit. Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss are asking a judge to permanently bar Giuliani from making more defamatory comments about them. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and looking forward to our next conversation with Bob Whitson, the president and founder of the Whitson Center and 1776 Unite Scholar, an influential leader on issues of poverty alleviation, empowering the disadvantaged communities to become agents of their own uplift. Bob Whitson, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Always a pleasure, Bill.
Well, I got to tell you, I've been eager to talk to you ever since you released your latest book, Red, White, and Black, Rescuing American History from Revisionists and Race Hustlers. You are setting the record straight with other 1776 Unite scholars to make sure that the proper narrative is out there. I mean, you know, the 1619 Project has been refuted. I think it's embarrassing. I think for, you know, the international award that they received, especially when you've got academics refuting and saying that it has no validity, or little validity anyway, and but yet it still stands out there. But, you know, to your credit and others, you've been consistent in refuting, you know, what the 1619 Project would want us to believe.
And you know, and others who follow in that path are also, their hypocrisy is being revealed. You know, a member at Boston University, Abram Kendi, raised $48 million at the Boston University to do racism research, to find out there was no research done, and now and people are fired. It was just, it's been a hustle. $100 million
exactly.
In the Black Lives Matter. For what?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, yeah, and
it's embarrassing.
Yeah, and as you write about it, and I'm reading, I'm going, why are we giving them place, Bob? I mean, what after all these years, you know, that they've been involved in the culture, and they've been a more of a destructive agent than a constructive one. I can't come out and say, in my perspective, I'm not black, I'm Hispanic, but nonetheless, I look and I observe and what I've have read about them, I can't have a takeaway that says, boy, I'm sure glad Black Lives Matter came into the scene here. They've really improved race relations. They've really lifted up Black America.
No, and they really haven't. But, you know, Delano Squires, the young conservative black scholar, I think he framed it beautifully. He says, this whole narrative is being driven by an elite group of guilty white people who are seeking absolution from crimes they never committed, and elite blacks who are seeking absolutions from injustice they never suffered. It's these
wow,
are the people
yeah.
who are driving this narrative, and so it's important, and there are many people, some of the people who are following them, I think we need to make a distinction between those who are misinformed, ill-informed, and ill-intended,
Right.
And the very fact that our, since we talked last, we've developed some curriculum out of our 1776 Unite that's been downloaded 130,000 times in every state of the Union.
Wow. Wow.
So that says that there's a thirst for facts and information. But 130,000 times it's been downloaded.
That's encouraging, Bob. That is encouraging because, you see, when you have people that are seeking knowledge and that are open to it, it gives you hope. Because for a while there, the mainstream media wanted us to believe that Black Lives Matter was driving the narrative totally, that all minorities believed in what they were saying. But, I think our country's wising up a bit here and can measure. Go ahead.
Yeah, but look at the numbers. 80% of blacks polled do not believe that racial, that first of all, in defunding the police, which Black Lives Matter is for. 60% of blacks do not feel that racial animus is the biggest barrier to their flourishing. Black people don't get up every day thinking about race, nor are low-income blacks confused about their pronouns. All of this stuff operates outside of the reality of most black folks, but you would never know it to listen to the media.
Exactly. Well, you see, I'm of the mindset, Bob, I think we just have to unite together, shoulder to shoulder and back to back against this idiocy and just turn our backs on it and just ignore it and let the media, if the media wants to waste ink on it, if they want to waste social media efforts and whatever, let them do so. But, I think that, by God's grace and by the offset of intelligent people addressing this issue and debating it, I think it's been measured for what it is and that we should just turn our backs on it and ignore it.
I don't agree with that. I don't think you can ignore evil and expect that it'll go away. I think you've got to confront it with an alternative vision and with people who have moral authority. I really think that a lot of what the left does purports to be promoting the interest of so-called marginalized people, particularly low-income blacks. Well, we believe through our network of 3,000 grassroots leaders in 39 states that we've been meeting together in conferences where different racial groups, racial animus never came up one time in any of our gatherings. That's because people who are confronting real-life problems, suicide, homicide, and young people dying of drug overdose, these are the real issues that are plaguing most families in this country, and by emphasizing race, it prevents us from addressing this moral and spiritual freefall. But
exactly.
You've got to give voice to the people in whose name the left say they are advocating anything, and that's what undermines their moral authority. So the center is pushing hard by actively engaging with these people by saying to the American public, they don't speak for us.
Exactly.
But this is combat that we're in.
No, you're exactly right. When I say ignore, I'm just saying, in a sense, we've given them too much place. And in some ways, you and I are saying the same thing. But you're exactly right. I agree that there has to be an offset. There has to be a message. And you've been messaging that, Bob. You've been consistent. 1776 Unite Scholars have been consistent with the vision. And we just need to continue to cast that out. And like you say, it's just, if your perception is one of victimhood, everything you see is going to be perceived through that worldview, is it not?
It really is. But I mean, there are hopeful signs, as I pointed out in 2018 when DeSantis ran against Gillum, the black mayor of Tampa.
Right.
And he only won by 32,000 votes. That's because 100,000 low-income blacks voted for DeSantis because of his position on choice and education.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Gillum brought in Obama and Oprah to campaign for them. So 100,000 low-income blacks voted against Oprah and Obama in that race.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's very significant. It means that when you really promote solutions to real problems confronting people, then they will support you.
Is there something that needs to be done, Bob, in protecting the black vote? because the black vote in some areas has been hijacked, as you know.
Right. But it's softening right now. I mean, the very fact that they're breaking from Biden, and, you know, I, so that's why it's important, I think, to keep pushing this agenda.
Exactly.
Voice. But as I'm saying, the conservatives, we must invest in these low-income black groups.
I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from Bob Whitson
after this. As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver-generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and honored to have Bob Whitson, president and founder of the Whitson Center. 1776 Unite scholar and influential leader on issues of poverty alleviation and empowering disadvantaged communities to become agents of their own uplift. See, this is the potential blessing and the vision, Bob, that I know that God has given you, and because that's his call and his charge and his commandment to all of us to be fruitful and multiply. He wouldn't tell us to be fruitful and multiply if he hadn't given us all the goods to be able to do that, would he?
No, not at all. But as I said, I am really hopeful. Everyone should look at Bishop Sheen. 50 years ago, he predicted in 2020 what would happen today. And he said in his sermon back then that there are three pillars. There's patriotism, pietas, love of country, love of God, and love of neighbor. Mm-hmm. If any one of those pillars becomes compromised, then the nation is doomed. But he says that the eagle is the national symbol, and it nests in the high crevices of the mountain. And at a certain point, it pushes the eaglet out, and it falls. But just before it crashes, it picks it up and takes it back to the top until it learns to fly. He said America is going to be like that. We're going to be falling, but God is going to pick us up and take us back to the top of the mountain until we learn to fly again. Mm-hmm. And flying means embracing those godly values that defines America for the rich country that it is and the responsibility it has to the world. So I'm really hopeful, and mm-hmm. we all must play our part by being hopeful about the future in this country.
Well, you know, when you've got 340 million people, our history and traditions are so rich, and it's not like we have to create it from a blank sheet of paper. We have such a rich history, and we've done it before. And as we were talking about that, experience defines preference. We got a lot of experience, a lot of history here, and I believe that like you were saying, Bob, is that people are waking up to the reality of the truth and saying, hey, you know, we can do this. You know, we can be a little bit better. We can think a little bit better. We can do a little bit better. We can be a little bit better. That doesn't mean that you got to be 100% better. Just be a little bit better, you know, to these points that Bishop Sheen was talking about. Here it is, you know, in your, I want to come back to your recent op-ed that you wrote about BLM activists, you know, projecting their own warped vision of America onto the Middle East. Are they doing that because they see that as an opportunity, or maybe because they're losing ground here in America?
I think they're losing ground, but there are groups of people who will do anything to identify with anything that's destructive to the American values. So mm-hmm. they're just using the Palestinian-Israeli conflict to promote their anti-American vision, and some of them are outright Marxists. Mm-hmm. And they've always just waited for the opportunity. But again, I think Black America is pushing back against the abuse of the race issue as a bludgeon against the country. America has never been defined, should never be defined by its birth defect of slavery and discrimination. Mm-hmm. America is a country of redemption. We are a people who worship a God who promotes redemption. And we must remember that. But how many of us listening to this show want to be defined by the worst of what we were as a young person?
Right.
None of us do.
Exactly.
And nor should the country be so defined.
You know, when you talk about being hopeful, I'm with you. The last time we talked about, you know, this latent potential that is just been dormantized. And almost, I guess you could say, even legislated to mediocrity. That what will happen, Bob? You know, when those those handcuffs and those bindings are taken away, and the greater potential of people who've relied on the government is realized. I mean, people are going to be happy. They're going to be happy like they've never been before. We're going to realize, incredible human potential, because people are able to go out and be all they can be without the restraint of government telling them that, you have to rely on me and the paycheck that I give you, as opposed to going out and being productive. That's what makes me hopeful, because I just see this. You know, we saw a little bit, and I think, that what happened after the Obama administration, because the workforce was so oppressed. And when Donald Trump came on the scene, what I appreciated, because I asked repeatedly, I said, I hear that, the president's always asking, how are we doing with jobs? How are we doing with jobs? That seemed to really be the focus in the early years of his administration. And here he is. He was known for, job creation. And we realize that people are happier when they're being productive and they have a job. And I see that day where the shackles are going to come off and people are going to be so much better as a result of not relying on the government.
No, that's true, and that's what we are promoting right now. That nothing is more lethal than giving people a convenient excuse for failing. To say to them that you are not worthy and you're not capable of really elevating yourself, and therefore, unless somebody does something for you, you are that doing for you that you cannot do for yourself. Nothing is more disabling. I lived through the civil rights movement. I was born in the 30s, late 30s, and I came up in civil rights demonstrations. But I tell you, I prefer old-fashioned bigotry than the bigotry of low expectations that is coming from the left right now. Nothing is more crippling than to say to someone that you are incapable of being agents of your own uplift, and unless somebody outside of you takes action, you will not progress. That is much more lethal than anything that the Klan could have done.
I agree. I couldn't agree more, Bob. And that, again, is something that God has opened my eyes to see, and I pray for that, because I know that grieves the Father, because He created us all with a purpose, and that when that purpose is being stifled, as it has been, by design, not by accident. Call it what you want to call it, white guilt or whatever, but it's just that, look, we got to do better. We're smarter than this, I believe, Bob.
We really are, but I think what I'm trying to say to those who are pushing back against Black Lives Matter and others, we have to do more than just offer a creative narrative. What we're trying to do at the Woodson Center, by supporting the thousands of Josephs, low-income leaders in these communities who are pushing back against violence and crime, and they are doing so based upon the embrace of the values and virtues of our founders. But people are persuaded to support actions when it's action-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, when the servants of John the Baptist came to Jesus and said, "Are you the one, or do we seek another?" Jesus didn't respond with a lecture. He healed in their presence and said, "Go tell him what you saw."
Exactly.
And that's what we're trying to do at the Woodson Center, by holding up the thousands of low-income leaders that have walked away from drugs, from predatory behavior. They have become from predators to ambassadors of peace. It's just the power of redemption on display. And that's what we've got to say to America. These values that we hold dear have the consequence of improving the quality of people's lives. And here are examples of them.
Exactly.
We write about in our books.
Mm-hmm.
We give examples.
Well, your latest book, Red, White, and Black, Rescuing American History from Revisionists and Race Hustlers. Highly recommend that you get your hands on this book, available at the usual places. Bob Woodson Sr., he edited this, the contributions by great scholars and academics, a powerful book. And this all contributes to the counter narrative that's so important these days, Bob Woodson. I cannot thank you enough for coming on the show and sharing with us. You take care. Merry Christmas to you.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court. Thanks to treating my skin and joints with Skyrizi. Risankizumab Risen. A prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
Skyrizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
USA News Update. The late Justice Sandra Day O'Connor is set to be laid to rest today. The funeral for O'Connor will be held at the Washington National Cathedral, where President Biden and Chief Justice John Roberts are scheduled to speak. She was honored at the Supreme Court Monday, where she lied in repose inside the building's Great Hall. O'Connor, who was the first woman to sit on the Supreme Court, died December 1st at the age of 93. An organization monitoring threats against Jewish communities reports over 200 false bomb threats and swatting calls just this past weekend. The Secure Community Network states these incidents targeting facilities in various states, including California, Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, and Washington. Swatting involves making prank calls to authorities to falsely prompt a SWAT team response. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Carol Swain, Dr. Carol Swain, going to be joining us in just a moment. I mean, what a story you should know of her. From high school dropout, teenage mother, to highly accomplished university professor, public intellectual, passionate about empowering others to confidently raise their voices in the public square. Bob Whitson did reference her earlier because she is part of... and gives some great insight of in his new book, Red, White, and Black, Rescuing American History from Revisionists and Race Hustlers. And, of course, Carol has her new book out, which we're going to be talking more about as well. So glad you could join us. Of course, the new book is titled The Adversity of Diversity. Dr. Carol Swain, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be back on your show.
Well, you know, we were just talking with Bob Whitson, your good friend, and you know, and he you know, speaks so highly of you, and just so appreciated your contribution. And you know, we were talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion, and I was telling him that you know, with that concept, diversity, equity, and inclusion is such a big lie, because it's actually. It's actually DEE, not DEI, because there's no inclusion. It's more about exclusion than inclusion, isn't it?
I would agree, and I would also argue that the left totally changed the meaning of diversity,
mm-hmm.
that diversity, equity, and inclusion is not the same as integration, equal opportunity, and bringing underserved people into your organizations, because what they're trying to do is focus on groups people who will come in and retain their group identities and not become a part of the whole.
Mm-hmm.
And with equal opportunity, which we saw it after the passage of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, people had an opportunity to succeed or fail. You were not guaranteed results. Equity is about equal results. Mm. And as a consequence of pushing equity rather than equal opportunity, the Biden administration has a cabinet and many positions filled with people who represent various group identities but are not necessarily qualified for their jobs. The ones that they tout out on display very often are embarrassment, such as mm-hmm. the vice president and the press secretary.
Well, you almost go through the entire cabinet, and that is your conclusion, Carol, because you look at it and you say, okay, they check the boxes, but what are they doing here? I mean, in terms of level of efficiency and effectiveness in those positions.
They have divorced qualifications and efficiency from group identity, and we know that it's not just about racial and ethnic minorities in positions where they're clearly not qualified. We have the members of the LGBTQ community, such as the luggage thief.
Yes.
And the Pete Buttigieg.
Mm-hmm.
We've had the vice president of the United States. One reason that the 25th Amendment has not been invoked against Joe Biden, despite the fact that he clearly is not physically able to do the job or mentally able, is that people fear his unqualified vice president more than they fear him.
Exactly. Yeah, and the thing is that Joe Biden's not fooling anybody, Carol, because on the world scene, you know, the international leaders, they see this, and they're like shaking their heads wondering, what the heck has gone on with America?
Well, what's gone on with America is that the neo-Marxists were finally able to implement their agenda at every level, and they are the ones that have pushed for the critical race theory and the divisions between people of various groups, whether it's rich against poor, black against white, Hispanic against black, or heterosexuals against homosexuals. You can go down the list, men against women. Mm-hmm. All of that is part of their playbook to keep us so divided that we don't notice what's happening to us, and what is happening is that we're losing our nation.
Right, exactly. Well, that's the bottom line, and I think that people are still shocked. You know, Carol, when you mentioned neo-Marxist, and Bob Whitson said the same thing, and I wonder if America really is beginning to wake up to the idea that, you know, we just never thought this was possible. You know, Donald Trump, when he was president, in one of his addresses, the State of the Union addresses, the socialism would never happen here in America. People applauded, but they didn't even realize just how much socialism had already crept into the institutions of our government.
I would agree, and it involves both political parties. It's an elite idea. They work hand in hand together to accomplish their goals. And I'm listening to Senator Fetterman mm-hmm. and watching what seems to be a transformation, but he's making more sense than a lot of our Republican elected officials.
I know. Go figure. Maybe he's gaining some lucidity here and healing up or something.
You know something.
Right?
I serve a God that can do all things.
Right.
When a person has a stroke or they come face to face with death, they often come face to face with God.
Mm.
And when I had my conversion experience, I didn't change overnight, but gradually I started changing. I became more and more conservative. And it was a number of years later before I made that transition for me to the Republican Party.
Mm.
But at some point, I decided I could no longer pull the lever for the Democrats. And Senator Fetterman, clearly something has happened. And I'm thinking that maybe he had some kind of encounter that transformed his life, because he's not the same man. I would love to sit in a room with him. I'd love to meet him and hear mm-hmm. his story, because I guarantee you Senator Fetterman has a story to tell.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. You're exactly right. I hadn't thought so much about that, but it's just interesting that he, in the last, I'd say in the last several months, that he's making statements that they're so contra the party line of the Democratic Party that you're saying, okay, what's going on here? And
his mind is being restored. His
right.
brain is being restored. Everything's being reworked and rewired.
Uh-huh. And this is the miracle of our human body, and that we're told in the Bible to renew our mind on a daily basis. So we're told in Scripture that we can renew our mind. I mean, as you said, for you, when you had, and I think anybody that's gone through a conversion experience, we go through that. We go through that process of rewiring our thinking and our minds in such a way that they begin to reflect. A whole new world of wisdom and intellect that oftentimes you catch yourself going, where did that come from? You know, came out of your mouth, but you don't necessarily can say, hey, I own that. It's just, God's speaking through us at times, you know.
Well, you know something, for people who have never had a face-to-face encounter with God, they may have been baptized, they may have been born into a Christian family, but when you have a dramatic conversion experience, and it's real, God is so close to you. Jehovah's so close to you. It's the most exciting experience that I've ever had. And there's a honeymoon period with God where he reveals himself to you, and then he pulls away at some stage, you know. He pulls away and lets you learn how to walk on your own, but he's always there. But that honeymoon period in the very beginning is something that I wish more people could experience.
Well, that's our prayer right now, Carol. I got to tell you, if the country, and sometimes we think so much, we're so country centric. It's really about God's creation, and if it's I believe it is God's will that his creation be aligned with he, then there will be a period of repentance. Because that period of repentance must come that aligns us with God, that makes the way possible for us to have that encounter, doesn't it?
Yes, you know something? God can turn on anyone's heart. He can even turn them. No. He can transform anyone. He can turn anyone's heart. We should never give up on our fellow human beings.
Yeah, without a doubt. Our fellow human beings, or even ourselves. Dr. Carol Swain is with us, the former university professor of political science and professor of law at Vanderbilt University.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only-CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Did you know cooking nuisance alarms are the top reason for disabling smoke alarms? Introducing First Alert Precision Detection Alarms. Updated to the newest industry standards, these alarms feature new precision detection smoke alarm technology to help better distinguish cooking smoke and steam from a fire emergency. First Alert Precision Detection Alarms also provide early warning in the event a fire breaks out. Materials in today's homes burn hotter and faster, allowing less time to escape, which means every second counts. Current smoke alarms will continue to provide protection until they reach their end of life. But alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced at least every 10 years. If it is time to replace your alarms, or if you want to upgrade to the latest technology, visit firstalert.com or your local Lowe's store to help protect what matters most. Sponsored by First Alert.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. She is Dr. Carol Swain, the former university professor of political science, professor of law at Vanderbilt University at law school. And Carol, I did want to address, last week we had three presidents, actually four university presidents on Capitol Hill. And it was amazing, of course, the big brouhaha was one of the presidents finally resigned. And, of course, Dr. Gay, the president of Harvard, has been in the crosshairs and being highly scrutinized right now. The wagons have been circled around her and is at protect her position at this point, regardless of, some of the donors, canceling their donations, I guess Harvard has so much money in endowment that they could handle this. Some of the other universities could not, and they're putting a lot of pressure on their presidents to make sure that that they're presenting a kind of narrative that is positive for the university and for the students.
Well, I think with Harvard, they may have all the money in the world, but money can't buy your reputation.
Right.
And what they have done by standing behind Dr. Gay is to make a decision that protecting DEI is more important than protecting its brand. And its decision will have far-reaching consequences for every institution in America. It will not just impact other colleges and universities that look to Harvard for guidance because they're in the Ivy League, but K through 12 education, it will trickle down that Harvard has attempted to redefine plagiarism and that they have said that in some circumstances it's okay, you can go and do a do-over.
Yeah. Well, let's explain that, because your name came up repeatedly through the scrutiny of Dr. Gay, that she had lifted some of your hard-earned work.
Well, it was brought to my attention over a week ago Sunday that my work, two of my publications were among the ones where they found that Dr. Gay had plagiarized.
Mm-hmm.
And initially, I wanted to reserve judgment, so I only kind of joked Sunday night after I got over the shock. I said, imitation is the highest form of flattery,
right.
And if this happened, her committee bears some responsibility as well as reviewers and colleagues. After I had a chance to look through some of her published works on Monday, I was disturbed because I felt like her work was derivative of my work.
Mm-hmm.
And even though there were a citation here or there or maybe one quote, that she didn't fully acknowledge that she was drawing off what was considered the path-breaking seminal work in the area at the time. So I felt that she was not, she did not give me adequate
attribution,
acknowledgement, citations in her published work. And then when they didn't fire her, I became very livid because I realized the impact that it would have on higher education, but also how her decision, you know, to really steal from my work and other people's work, that it has an impact on our careers, especially my career.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out of academia, but for years, because of my conservatism, I was marginalized. In academia, your statue depends on how often you are cited. And my book, Black Faces, Black Interests, The Representation of African Americans in Congress, published in 1993, won three national prizes, including the highest prize a political scientist can win. It was chosen by Library Choice magazine as one of the outstanding books of 1994. And it also was cited three times by the U.S. Supreme Court. So it was a seminal book.
Yes, exactly.
Minority congressional representation, and she did not give it adequate acknowledgement in her own work, which was derivative.
Wow. And I can see, as you understand what had happened and the impact that it would have, and also, as you say, that it would trickle down, to the younger grades as well. And here it is. You've got a university like Harvard, which has been such a shining example. And now it's to the point, because now we've gone full circle, because this is all part of the DEI. This is all part of the DEI embracement, right? And now you've got businesses saying, you know, they're going to look with tighter scrutiny, if not just flat out, just not even hire a graduate from Harvard. Because, you know, they come out and into the marketplace compromised as a result of what Dr. Gay and what DEI's impact has had on their education, right?
They come out fully indoctrinated in cultural Marxism. Instead of neo-Marxism, sometimes I prefer cultural Marxism, but if you Google cultural Marxism, the left has a bunch of articles that will appear saying that cultural Marxism never existed. It was created by the right-wing people. And so I started calling it neo-Marxism, but it's clearly Marxism. And the critical race theory, what was a theory, now indoctrinates and guides institutions, not just at universities and colleges, but our U.S. government, the military. One reason that I don't think our U.S. government can win wars is because they're so much focused on social engineering. They would rather make sure that trans people have their gay pride displays and their drag shows than focus on what men and women need to know to defend their nation against foreign and domestic threat.
Exactly. Yeah, because the military is about, breaking stuff up and winning wars, and we haven't won a war, in 60, 70 years?
Turn tail and run. And
right.
It's almost ludicrous that Biden would be telling Netanyahu how to run his war, because America has not been an ally that can be trusted for some time. We turn coat and run. And so any nation that believes in, if they wage a war, we're going to win it, they should never be listening to the United States.
Well, yeah, I mean, you look at the recent examples, Afghanistan, look what's going on in Ukraine. And as you say, the interference that is being offered by this administration, speaking out of both sides of its mouth, one hand seeming like we're 100% against, you know, behind Israel. But they have no clue on how to execute this war against Hamas.
They're not behind Israel. I mean, that's just lip service.
Mm-hmm.
And I would never trust our U.S. military or even our agencies of government with secrets.
Carol, how compromised? I mean, these institutions that you just, you know, read off, including the military, they're so compromised. I mean, for us to get back on track, I mean, this is going to be a serious commitment and some really, you know, serious leadership, because it's going to start with leadership in order to make this happen. And I think this is why the left is so afraid of Donald Trump, because all these things, I mean, here the military is being held up because they want to take a stance on abortion. It's like, what does that have to do with winning wars?
Well, none of the things that they're pursuing now, they've hired teachers at their academies that deal with human sexuality. They think that has something to do with winning wars. So clearly, our government agencies, FBI, CIA, CDC, NIH, you go down these agencies and they have totally been taken over. And because of our civil service laws that protect people against being fired, they have people that are entrenched.
Yes.
Presidents come and presidents go, but until you change the system where people can be undermining the administration of a presidency, you will continue to get the same old.
Yes.
When it comes, you know, to Donald Trump, if he's the next president, I hope he exercises better judgment than he did the first time around, because he seems to have a knack sometimes of putting the wrong people around him.
Yeah, can you imagine, Carol, what it must be like? I mean, you've got what, 100 days to seat your administration. And you're talking thousands of people that you've got to vet. And I mean, as an outsider, I mean, it's one thing to run a business. And I think that his instincts as a chief executive officer are excellent. I think they're really, really good. He's had a great track record in that regard. But to go into, you know, that corrupt environment, and you're drawing from that environment people to work in your administration, people who just flat out, they all lie. I mean, you don't know, just even in the vetting process, how that information has been so compromised. You know, I think it's an uphill battle, and it's
good. There were bad mistakes made all along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with the America First organization and the Heritage organization and Texas Public Policy organization, that those organizations have studied the mistakes that were made during the first Trump administration. So if there's a second Trump administration, he will be given advice about who to seat, that type of thing. But it's up to him at the end to make those decisions. And in the past, he hasn't made great decisions.
Who
to surround himself with.
Right. No, I hear what you're saying, and I think that you know, there's a lot of people that hold to that that same observation as you just shared with us. Dr. Carol Swain has been with us. Don't forget her book, The Adversity of Diversity. She and her co-author offer a thought-provoking examination of DEI, which you know, we see in corporate America. They're realizing, Carol, that not all so bueno. So more, and so they're trying to disengage, and God bless them for doing that.
Exactly.
Carol, thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
G'day, I'm